Broadcasting live from MMRBQ 2017. Presented by Budweiser. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Okay, we're live. MMRBQ 2017. Make some noise, people, here.
Yeah. At the broadcast table with us. Sarah's cutting somebody off, man. She's... What was that?
Nothing.
See, Sarah produces, and when she produces, she gets nasty sometimes.
I did not. I blew him a kiss.
after you scolded him for something. Stolen Roads, incredible performance up there, man. That was awesome.
Thank you. I really dig the saxophone.
Oh, rock on. The saxophone kicks ass. So you guys just finished up a tour before this in Europe, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and where did you guys play? I mean, you were all over the place.
I think we did, it was something like 9 countries.
Right.
All in the EU, and it was 27 shows in 30 or 31 days.
Oh, wow.
So we were working every day, you know, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
The audiences there are just like leaps and bounds like crazy about rock and roll. It's awesome.
Yeah. So, and you guys were posting, I love the pictures you were putting over, all over social media with the MMR, shirt and stuff.
Yeah. We saw some swag. So
yeah. That was very cool.
We knew we were coming
very
here.
Very cool.
So when you were over in Europe, I didn't get a chance to ask you this before you went over. Were you playing festivals? Were you playing clubs? What was that tour all about?
So we played kind of everything. Mostly clubs. It was us headlining every room.
Okay.
But we played everything from giant 300-400 person clubs to we played a museum in Slovakia.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So.
Slovakia. Wow.
What was that, a trade?
It was like
trains a trade in Slovakia?
And all kinds of
industry.
Stuff.
It was the Museum of Industry.
Yeah. It was like scales and whatnot.
I still remember the name.
They made their own beer, too.
Museum Okoru.
Museum Okoru.
So out of all the stops you made throughout that tour, which was your favorite place?
Oh man, it's a pretty much a dead heat between Germany and Spain.
Yeah.
We spent the most time in Spain, and Germany was at the end of the tour, so we were just kind of throwing down, and it was a great time. I mean, the audiences, like I said, everywhere we went were just so warm and so welcoming to this band of guys with long hair from the United States. So.
Right. That's very, very cool. So where are you guys headed next? Aren't you doing – I saw you guys on the bill for, is it the Rocklahoma show?
Yeah. So we just did – we did 2 weeks down south. Then we did a week on Kid Rock's cruise, which was insane. We were with the Struts and all them.
That. What's that like? Doing a cruise? Is that your first time playing a cruise show?
It was our third one. So we did Skinner's.
Oh, really? Okay, right.
And we did a craft beer jam band one, which that
How
was pretty
those?
Laid back.
Yeah.
Kid Rock was on another level. Like,
really?
There, it's just – Everyone's a little bit younger than the normal cruise crowd, and it's just, did you ever go to a bar at the end of the night at 2 a.m.?
Right.
It's like that 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Everyone's just game.
Well, the funny thing was, like, so they've been doing it for, I think, about 8 years or something like that, so... People were like, oh, man, well, we were a lot crazier when we first started. We've been coming for 8 years, and we're getting older. So, I mean, if that was them, like, kind of on an off night or on a slow night, I can't even imagine what the first, year was like.
That's cool.
Must have been just another level. Right.
And then, we head out to Rocklahoma on Tuesday. We'll tour through Texas and Oklahoma and then back through the Southeast. And
that's cool. You guys are staying busy, man.
Yeah.
Do you get any breaks coming up? Or
negative.
Negative.
Maybe a week in July.
And this is, of course, to support the new record, which is fabulous, by the way.
Thank
really, really
you.
Good stuff. So, Stolen Roads, ladies and gentlemen. Make some noise for them. Are you guys... I think this is the coolest thing on earth, but one of you guys said the funniest things backstage. We were talking about the name of, you've got a fan group, and they're called
The Roadhouse.
The Roadhouse, which I was like, wow, that's really cool. And I forget which one of you guys said, we were going to call them The Roadheads.
Yeah.
but we settled on Roadies.
The wives were like, nah, you're not calling them The Roadheads. That's awesome.
They're like, okay, yes, ma'am.
Jackson, you mentioned the new record. And by the way, Stolen Roads are Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month this month. So you can hear their music, see their stuff on WMMR.com. For the people out here who aren't familiar with your music, if you had to choose like one song, direct those people to that one song. I know it's a heavy question, but what do you think they should listen to get to know Stolen Roads?
To get to know us.
They probably all have a different answer, so this was I threw a tough question at them.
The song that seemed to connect the most with everybody everywhere we go, whether it's a heavy Rocklahoma or like a Southern Rock or even acoustic shows, is a song called Save Me. So it's just about how everybody loves music, so something everyone can kind of agree on.
You guys looking for? Are you sticking around the rest of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Which band are you looking forward to seeing?
Zach Wild.
Zach Wild, man.
Yeah. The Struts, too. They're buddies of ours. We've played with them a couple times now. So
yeah, nice. Very cool. All right, give it up for Stolen Roads. You might have to go out there and take a few pictures and sign a few autographs.
Stolen Roads!
Yes! You got a nice crowd out there. All right, we're gonna take a break here. Is that what we're doing? All right, we're gonna take a break. It is 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.